Before we read, I'm going to ask us to turn to a verse from the Psalms. And I want us, not for comments on this verse, but I'd like to ask us to read it together as a backdrop for what is going to be before us today. Psalm 139, and I wonder if together we couldn't read verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Have a brother who would read for us, and we might have some comments to lead us into it, but beginning with verse 12 of chapter 1, and perhaps read down through verse 7 of chapter 2. I would hope we would get a little further than that, but for the public reading of the word, chapter 1, verse 12, 2 Timothy. Some brother would read into the mic.
On that end, yes, yesterday we had somebody from this end read.
Maybe somebody from over here.
Yep.
Be good, brother. Go ahead. Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which in Asia be turned away from me, of which are Phygelus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
The verse 12 that we would begin with today is a key verse for each one of us. I don't know where you are in your Christian life and in your experience as a believer here. But I think of what we've read from the Psalms. Lord, I want to be open before you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Are we willing for that to take place this morning? If we're not, this is just another reading. If we are, it's a reading that is life-changing. there's important words in here, for the which cause Paul doesn't say we also suffer. It's him. And so the words in this verse don't refer to others. For the which cause I also suffer these things. It doesn't say, nevertheless, we are not ashamed. The question is, am I? You see, it's personal. It is individual for us. And he says, I am not ashamed. For it doesn't say, I can tell you all these things that I know. And you may be able to expound many, many scriptures. But is your lifestyle here, is your demeanor, is my demeanor, based on what I know? Or is it based on who I know? You see, that's the question with us. Does the way I carry, does the way I carry myself, the way I dress, does it call attention to me? Or does it call attention to the one whom I love and serve and who has given his life for me? Paul says, I know whom I have believed. And then he says, I am persuaded that he is able. Am I persuaded of that this morning? And let me ask us a question. What have I committed unto him? A searching question. Do I have a commitment to the Lord? I know that you committed your soul to him when you got saved, trusting you belong to the Lord. But what about the rest of my life? He is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Searching questions. Have I committed my ways unto the Lord? Am I looking for him to direct in my life and to lead me? Let me make the question a little more pointed. We have had a man before us, and we have a past, and we have a present that he's going into. Timothy had been discouraged. He was despondent. He was going in the wrong direction. May I ask you a question this morning? Where is the pathway going to take you that you are on this morning? Is it going to bring blessing into your life? Or is it going to bring disappointment and discouragement? And in a day to come, despondency. Saved, but my life in shambles. Saved, but bad decisions made. Saved, but consequences that come because I made bad decisions and I can't change the consequences. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And then, Lord, you show, and I'm willing to follow. May God help us that we approach these verses this morning in the light of what we've read from the psalmist.